14 island communities will share more than $6 million in provincial funding to improve community defenses against the effects of climate change. The island projects, which range from tackling shoreline erosion on Saanich Inlet to planting trees in Saanich and installing cooling infrastructure in Victoria, are among 78 projects around BC that received more than $56 million. Climate change is no longer a future concern, it's happening now and we're seeing its impact all over British Columbia, said Bowen Ma, Minister of Emergency Management and Climate Readiness. Ma said the funding will help communities adapt to the changing climate and better protect themselves and their residents against future climate challenges. The money comes from the province's Community Emergency Preparedness Fund. The largest amount handed to one project on the island is $2.2 million for the Malahat First Nation to tackle shoreline erosion in its territory. The City of Victoria received $817,500 for a flood adaptation strategy on the gorge and installation of HVAC systems at community cooling centers. Oak Bay got $150,000 for a coastal erosion project at McNeil Bay. Langford received $48,000 for misting stations. And the Sartlip First Nation and Seacom First Nation received $300,000 for land restoration and flood monitoring equipment. The District of Saanich received $396,865 for a climate resiliency demonstration project at Tillicum Elementary School. The project includes installing rain gardens and planting trees and native plants around Tillicum Elementary. Mayor Dean Murdoch said that area has been identified as highly vulnerable to extreme heat. Planting more trees will provide shade and cooler neighborhoods as well as absorb stormwater that prevents people's homes from flooding and reduces the likelihood of more costly infrastructure replacement, he said, adding the district is working with the Greater Victoria School District on the project, which actively engages students in climate action. The Capital Regional District also received $200,000 for a climate adaptation risk assessment and for signs indicating community drought levels. A Duffy at TimesColonist.com. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor. Letters at TimesColonist.com.